WRARLP 97.3 FM Richmond. That is the station you've just tuned into or you've been tuned into. That and or the streaming on the web at www.rar.org. My name is Tall Feathers. The show coming up is Inner Tribal. It's a very special celebration. Today is Inner Tribal's actual anniversary date, July 9th, 2005. Inner Tribal went on air at 6 o'clock in the morning for the first time. Ha! Huh, the nerves, the jitters I had. Wow, how far I've come, how much farther I have to go. But, so let's celebrate, shall we, this morning? 6 years, and I calculated out, I've done, if my calculations are correct, I've done, today will mark my 314th show. Yay! All right, not even a year's worth, actually, when you think of it, and that was so nicely pointed out to me by Sean. So, excuse me. Let's go ahead and get Mark Langenfeld launched. And he's pretty much seen, Mark Langenfeld, this track anyway, has pretty much seen every show. So, hope we're not bored with him yet. I like this opening. And this song has opened the show from the very beginning. Again, this is Inner Tribal, and you're listening to WRARLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And I'm your host, Tall Feathers. No, I'm not out of town. I'm still here. Let's go ahead and listen.
Yeah.
All right, and good morning. Hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.rir.org. I'm Tall Feathers, as if you didn't know that, and you may not know that. You may have just tuned in for the first time this morning, saying, I like this waking music. Or maybe you stayed longer than you had anticipated and you'd not heard the show before. Or maybe you are returning for the 314th time. Whichever one it is, I want to thank you for being here and celebrating this day with me. This is Intertribal's 6th anniversary official date. 6 years ago today, exactly, I came in to a not-so-wonderful studio, but yet equally as magical, if not more so, because the engineering feats that went on behind the scenes to make sure we could continue to broadcast took a great deal of effort. Not that it doesn't now, but our equipment was, well, what some might consider nightmares are made of. But I remember coming in after having spent some final time with Bill Lupoletti on Global Go-Go the night before, Friday night. And I was, again, put through my paces to make sure I knew how to turn on the transmitter when I got here. We did not at that time have a 24-hour program, so I needed to know how to turn on the transmitter. It was an interesting time coming into the station with no one there, getting everything turned on and launching the show for the first time. Many, many, many nervous feelings, butterfly, you name it, were present in my being that day. And here we are. 6 years later, wow. What changes have taken place in this station? We've seen two studios built, one for our live on-air production, and we've got the live room built. Today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be focusing on past shows, past interviews. Some will be just little snippets, others will be a little lengthier. But in a few, we'll start playing, going down memory road, talking about some of the things that Intertribal has accomplished over the 6 years. For me, the most important was my first one. They're all important. I can't give credit to any one over the other, but the very first interview I did, very first phone interview, pre-recorded, was with Barry Bacharach. And he, at the time, was Leonard Peltier's lead defense attorney. That was back towards the end of January of 2006, just basically 6 months since I had started the program. We've been back and forth and back and forth, and I was able to finally land an interview time where we could do it together, and we wanted it in time for the 30th anniversary of Leonard Peltier's incarceration. Not so much to celebrate it, but to definitely put a foot stamp on it. Well, he's still inside. They're still working on it. He's been moved around. He's been attacked. He's had ill health issues. As we learned last week about the threat of diabetes among the native people, how it seems to be in epidemic proportions compared to many other groups, that's something that Leonard does suffer with. I mean, let's face it, in-house dining isn't the best experience, nor do they give you the top quality grade foods. And if you're diabetic, well, I'm not sure what I can't say I have no idea what their viewpoint on that is. But it's not been an easy road for him. So I aired the show in February 2006 to, again, bring a footnote, a marker, something to his history of incarceration. It's been a very interesting journey, and I want to thank you for staying with me all this time, or for spreading the news and it traveling out and picking up more and more listeners. So while I get more everything organized as far as what I'm going to play next in launching the interview memories, let's go ahead and listen to some current music and enjoy our time. Again, you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rir.org. One of the interviews I was trying desperately to look for was, other than the Barry Bacharach one, was another one that I did with Mato Nanji of Indigenous. That was another high point in my life. Then there was Shelley Morningsong and Robert Mirable both. So I don't know that I have access to all those. I stayed up very late trying to find stuff and trying to edit down some other things to make little, like I said, snippets for the show. I hope you will enjoy the next, what's left of the next 3 hours. We'll talk a little bit more about how I got started. And of course, it's going to be posted on the blog anyway. But let's go ahead and enjoy music. You're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rir.org.
Ocean, and we'll wash our spirit clean.
right. Good morning. How are you? It is 6:29 a.m. And you are here. Where are you? You are here. Wherever that is for you, you are here. You're listening to Inner Tribal, 97.3 LPFM and www.rar.org. We're celebrating Inner Tribal's 6th anniversary. And yes, my 6th anniversary as well. According to the calculations, it's 314 shows today. So it's a milestone, needless to say. The last piece you just heard was Indigenous by R. Carlos Nakai and Uribard David. Just before that was Joanne Shenandoah with Mother Earth Speaks and Walela with Wash Your Spirit Clean, preceded by Vision by Soul Food singing Vision, and Mark Langenfeld got everything started at the top of the 6 a.m. hour with Lakota Sioux Prayer. For over 130 years, the Little Sisters of the Poor have helped care for the aged poor in Richmond. On Saturday, July 16th, they are holding their summer fundraising yard sale. Items for sale have been donated by the community and include clothes, shoes, toys, furniture, and much more. The yard sale is Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Joseph's Home, 1503 Michaels Road at the corner of Three Chop, Rain or Shine, and there is plenty of free parking. For more information, you can call VOL Richmond at littlesistersofthepoor.org. The email, once again, is VOL Richmond at littlesistersofthepoor.org. All right. Well, let's go ahead, keep music going here. I'm still trying to get organized to try and figure out what I want to play next. I might just pull up stuff that I already have. I've found some extra CDs before I left the house this morning, so I kind of wanted to peruse them and cue them and get them where I want them to be before I went ahead and played them. But we'll continue doing music, and in just a couple of minutes, I will launch most likely the interview that I did with Lyndall, Karen, another Karen, Stuart and Robin. Anyway, I had met them 6 years ago this coming fall at the Chickahominy Powwow. And, wow, their flute playing just blew me away. So over the course of 2 years, they submitted and contributed to the show by providing music. And, well, I had been hammering to get them in. I wanted to do interviews. And we had a very fun time in the old Studio B. Wow, this definitely takes me back. So more on that when I get ready to play it. But that's probably what's going to air real soon. So hope you are enjoying Inner Tribal 6th Anniversary Show right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org.
Enough.
right. I'm going to go ahead and intervene. That last one, well, that was the Man Killers singing, well, hold on. You know, I know it. Wilma Man Killers song. And I know it. It's just one of those things. What can I tell you? All right. I'm going to go ahead and play two show promos, and then we're going to get right into the, yeah, I got some fun coming up. I doubt Miss Guthrie is listening. She's probably working. Maybe she hasn't called in, so maybe she is listening. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to play two show promos, and then we're going to launch right into a very much reduced and edited version of the interview that I had in Studio B, with Robin, Stuart, Karen, and Lyndall. I figured, let's see, if the show launched in 2005, and that's when we met, then this must be 2007, because somewhere we time-framed it about being 2 years. So this was an interview done, and right after the interview will be pretty much the music. And this is, I guess I'll interrupt at that point. But anyway, you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LP FM.
30 seconds? What? I only got 30 seconds? Okay. This is DJ Graybeard here at WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm the host of The Other Black Music. Every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., I bring you music ignored by other Richmond radio stations. Zydeco, funk, rock, jazz, blues, all kinds of wonderful black music you don't get to hear anywhere else but here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM.
Wake up every Saturday with Intertribal on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM. Intertribal features Native American artists, Native American music, traditional to contemporary, from 6 to 9 a.m. That's Intertribal, the original voice of the Americas, with Tall Feathers on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM and www.wrir.org. Listening to WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'm your host, Tall Feathers. The show is Intertribal. We are in Studio B, cutting an interview, which is very entertaining, to say the least, at least to do. I don't know how it'll turn out on your end, because I haven't done all the editing yet. One of the interesting experiences I had today was the fact that I asked, after you played your music, what's the name of that one? And, Stuart, you were saying?
Well, we name them, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to always sound that way. We start with, like, a basic melody of what the song should be, but each time you play it, Creator sends something in different, or there's a different circumstance, and it either adds to it or takes from it. It may put more notes in it or make it just less notes. It just depends on what comes down to you. Music comes from your heart, so whatever your heart speaks to you and whatever the Creator sends to you. We just blow through the flute, and the Creator puts the music in it. So.
Well, it's kind of like water in a river. Water in a river never stays the same, so is the flow of life. It's not logical, for lack of a better term. So each time it changes, you know.
The four of us like to play a lot. We jam a lot, really. It's, you just sit down somewhere that you can get everybody together, and you just start. One person will start, and somebody else will join in, and like Linda will come in, Robin will come in, and Karen will come in, and it builds. And sometimes it works really well, and sometimes it doesn't work at all. I think a lot of that has to do with how we're feeling at the time, and whether the Creator wants to say, okay, we're going to give you a gift of music today, or whether he's going to say, well, not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
That's right.
You can't really expect every song to be a good song.
And there's nothing like a good jam. I mean, any musician that's been playing for any particular amount of time will say the jam is the best versus orchestrating every note, every jot and tittle, mm-hmm. you know. And musicians, we read each other. Like, she's watching me, he's watching me, and vice versa. And we know kind of what we're going to do next. And good musicians do that, and we consider ourselves very good musicians.
Yeah, that's what I consider. It's a gift. Creator has brought the flute to us all, and he's brought the music to our hearts, and he's brought us together. And I think it's a beautiful gift that he has given us.
It's the flute, isn't it, that has brought each and every one of us together. Each and every one of us. I mean, we met Katie at Chickahominy Powwow, 2 years ago?
By the next time it comes around, yeah, it'll
be 2 years. Yeah. And I met Stuart at Powwow because he was playing the flute, and I'm a flute player. Robin met me over the internet. She had an interest in playing the flute, and you've been playing, less than 3 years now, right?
Well, just barely over 2 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. And look how far you've come. I mean, this instrument has changed all of our lives. It's made our lives a lot better. And I'm honored to be a part of this circle.
It's a good feeling. Mm-hmm. It's a good feeling. And it seems like every time we go powwow, we always run into somebody else that's playing flute. And it's surprising the number of people that have gotten into it in the last year or so. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that, I mean, we've probably tried to put out flutes for people that are getting started, and it's just amazing. They'll come by and we'll be sitting there just jamming, playing in front of the booth or something at a powwow, and people will start gathering around, and the next thing you know, it's like, can I do that? Well, yeah, you can do it. You know? And the next thing you know, it's the birth of another flute player.
What's interesting is you don't have to know how to read music.
No, you don't, because I don't read a note. I could not tell you a A sharp from a F flat, or I do know two musical notes, and that's either C sharp or B flat, and that helps me when I cross the road.
I can't even describe the feeling that I had, but I knew that the flute needed to be in my hands, and I wasn't sure. That's when Wendell made a phone call.
I wasn't sure whether it was supposed to be in my hand the first few notes I played, because it was like, what is this?
Now there's a competition to see who gets the most flutes.
Yeah. It sounded like somebody was stepping on a cat's tail or something. I wasn't real sure about it.
All right, before that music jumps in and takes over, that was, again, Lyndall Sargent, Robin Whispering Butterfly Guthrie, Stuart Three Crows Cardwell, Karen Singing Dove Sargent, and of course Lyndall's name is Singing Eagle. We're going to get on to the music. The next pieces of the music that you're going to hear are pretty much just kind of a sudden collaborative effort. They just started playing, and this is what happens. This is the kind of experience that they have when they are together. It was quite magical. One would start playing, and then the others would just sort of pick up and add their gift. This was magic in the studio, in Studio B. So this is, again, if you're just tuning in, this is the 6th anniversary show of Intertribal, and we're going down memory lane just a little bit here. This is back in 2007 when I had the chance to interview these wonderful people. And let's go ahead, start with the music, and I hope you are enjoying your time right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.wrir.org.
Shoot that one. Okay.
A. I'm going to do some Canadian native for you now, A.
Right. I hope you enjoyed that little jaunt down memory lane. That was three beautiful pieces that were played kind of impromptu in the Studio B when, such as it was, the little room that we had doing my first real official interview with some very talented local artisans. Local in the fact that they are from Virginia, not local necessarily to Richmond itself, but definitely we've enjoyed a wonderful 6-year relationship come this fall, And I discovered them, as it were, at the Chickahominy powwow in the fall of 2005. Yes, I had got to get my date straight. But anyway, we will continue with more interviews in just a little bit. I need to let you know you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us, and I'm Tall Feathers. The show is Intertribal. We're celebrating our 314th show today, / 6th anniversary. Today is the official start, 6 years ago, of my show. Matter of fact, this very minute would have been, you probably would have heard nothing. I think the first show I actually did go over 30 minutes. I had music that I wanted to play, and I'm trying to remember if I actually went just the hour or if I went an hour and 30. But 6 years ago was the first time I met Max. He's the seed, the original instigator, as it were, for WRIR. I remember going on air, you know, making sure everything, the transmitter, all that's on. And within 15, 20 minutes, I think it was, after being on air, he walks through the door and he introduces himself and he says, "Just want to let you know, between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, there's nobody on. So, you know, when you leave, be sure to turn everything off." He says, "However, because there's no one there, I want to invite you to play as long or as short as you want past your hour." When Intertribal got its start, they were working on filling certain slots, so they needed the 6 to 7 filled, and I said I would take it, though I was hoping for a 2-hour show. Well, whatever they were planning to put between me and the British breakfast kind of fell through, and as history does have a tendency to repeat itself, Intertribal is taken over by the British breakfast at 9 for the last 6 years. Kind of poignant, don't you think, given the history of this country? It is quite comical, actually, when you think about it. But so I would periodically, in the beginning, I would either just play to my 7 o'clock hour because, oh, you know, those nerves. I didn't know if I didn't like talking on air, let alone talking in general. But then it was, okay, let's fill up the time. So I started filling up the time pretty quickly, actually, going till the 9 a.m., meeting Jane and Jesse of the British Breakfast, and then I would leave. Well, eventually, over time, I said, "Hey, you know, I've been gone from 6 o'clock to 9 for, you know, all this time. How about if we officially move me to 7 to 9? This way I have the 2 hours. I want to officially go from a 1-hour show to a 2-hour show." Well, our music director, Tiny DJ, was like, "You know, you've pulled your weight. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and move you. You officially move 7 to 9. And then she says, "However, if you want to continue, if you're crazy enough to continue coming in at 6, it would be great if you did." And I said, "Hey, I'm there." So, and then by the fall, it was just official. Intertribal was a mainstay. It was 3 hours, and that's all there was to it. And that's how it came to be. So I've had wonderful time playing music for you, the listener, and bringing you interviews and information. I'm getting ready now to launch the interview. This is a memory weekend. This is only going to be the first track. It's about 16 minutes long of an interview I had with Gabriel Ayala. And I hope you will enjoy.